Florida State University's College of Medicine just got a healthy vote of confidence. Take $2 million and call us in the morning. It's doctor's orders. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Mark Vaughn. Since its inception in 2000, the Florida State University College of Medicine has operated with a specific mission: produce primary care physicians to serve the state of Florida's rural and underserved populations. Florida State College of Medicine Dean John Fogarty guides the roughly 500 medical students enrolled.
Florida State College of Medicine was started basically to produce the kind of doctors that Florida needs the most. When we started back 10 years ago, 12 years ago, there was a lot of controversy about whether the United States really needed more doctors. We really did some studies at the time in the 1999 timeframe that said even if you believe that we had enough doctors in the United States, we could see that here in Florida, they weren't distributed right. They weren't in the right places. They weren't in rural areas. They weren't in underserved areas.
In order to fulfill its mission, Florida State University reinvented the traditional model of medical school. Instead of operating a teaching hospital or an academic medical center, the FSU College of Medicine partners with hospitals, medical centers, health clinics, and physicians' offices throughout the Sunshine State to put its third and fourth year students to work directly with the most experienced physicians in the community.
By putting them out in these regional campuses, by putting them in community hospitals, by working one-on-one with community physicians, we think that these students are much more likely to go into the areas of greatest need.
Florida State operates six regional campuses: Orlando, Daytona Beach, Pensacola, Fort Pierce, Sarasota, and Tallahassee, as well as two rural training sites in Immokalee and Marianna. Third and fourth year students at the FSU College of Medicine receive clinical training in community settings across the state. They work directly with local physicians in a one-on-one apprenticeship style model. It gives students direct involvement with the people that rely on healthcare delivery systems the most.
Well, we think it just means that we're fulfilling our mission. When we started out, we really focused on the mission to prepare the doctors that are going to serve those communities. By recruiting students from those communities, by having them have positive experiences in those communities, we think it's an opportunity for them to build roots into those communities and go back someday and serve there.
And the efforts are paying off. A decade after the Orlando Regional Campus opened its doors, one of its partners, Orlando's Florida Hospital, has donated $2 million to help make sure the regional campus continues to teach and train physicians that will serve the state.
Well, it's great news for us. As we have our distributed regional campuses around the state, we know that we're making a big impact on the communities where those students are. And this is really a nice acknowledgement on the part of Florida Hospital that we've been there now for 10 years. We're graduating students into that community. They're populating their residency programs. And so this really suggests that that partnership that we've had there for 10 years with Florida Hospital is really working.
This gift will establish the Florida Hospital Endowed Fund for Medical Education to help the College of Medicine support its faculty of more than 550 experienced physicians from the Orlando medical community. Dean Fogarty says partnerships like this benefit the College of Medicine, students, and the communities where these doctors work. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Mark Vaughn. Florida State Headlines is a production of the Florida State Office of University Communications. For all your Florida State news, log on to news.fsu.edu.